And don't let Alan drive, because there's something wrong with him.
Understood.
Do you have to park so close?
Yeah, what's wrong?
You shouldn't be here.
Why is that, Alan?
I'm not supposed to be within 200 feet of a school. It says here we should work in teams. Who wants to be my spotter?
I don't think you should be doing too much gambling tonight, Alan.
Really? Really, Alan?
Hey, bro, you mind putting on some pants? I find it a little weird. I have to ask twice.
Alan, you're the man!
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
Sensible Nation, new episode of Sensible People. It's a Friday night here, recording with Raw Dog Ryan.
What's up, you sensible fucks?
Mandy B.
Hi, everyone. It's back again, Ryan.
What?
We all know it's a...
Good God, lady.
My anger?
His vulgarity.
His vulgarities have come out
to
shine.
Because it's Friday night, baby. I love recording on Friday night.
Usually it's Saturday morning. It's Friday night, so fuck both of you.
All right, all right.
Guys, I'm Tay Wagner, one of your other hosts at Sensible Degenerate. Guys, we had a fun show, episode 21. What did we do? We had a little fun.
We had a lot of fun.
The Freak Hall of Fame.
Freaks Hall of Fame. Robert Wadlow, the tallest man of all time.
I'd like to climb that tall.
You didn't pronounce it right.
Robert
Blow My Wadlow.
Who said that?
Mandy was interested in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What else did we do? We played Sensible or Not.
Sensible or Not, which we haven't played
in
a while.
General chatter.
Yeah. We learned about me being the matchmaker of the century.
Yeah.
Matchmake me already.
And let's just call it some chit chat.
and a little dramatic chit chat.
It was fun though. I liked it. It was a good episode.
It was.
The dust has settled. Guys, Raw Dog's out of wild stories, he tells me. He found a girl per my matchmaking. It seems to kind of settle him down, at least for the time being.
No, don't
go that far. I'm not settled down. It's only been a week since we recorded. Give me some fucking time, you fucks.
Well, it's only been a week for me, and I got the.
He had no new stories, so I guess the match.
Women wise, I always got stories, Tay.
Women wise,
but we're in a group chat. You guys know I had to go. So the state of Illinois. To get legally divorced, you have to go and having a kid, you have to take this co-parenting class. And it's 4 fucking hours.
It's just one time?
One time.
Okay.
So I went this week. Dude, it totally sucked.
You go with her?
You could if you want, but I didn't.
You're such a crybaby. I had to take a 12-hour driving test one time.
4 hours?
Versus 12 hours,
Wednesday,
Ryan.
Wednesday night, 6 to 10.
It's about your kid. Mine was like a Saturday for 12 hours.
Online or in a
classroom.
Yeah.
But this was like all like, it was a class on how to interact with your ex on handling your kid.
Yeah.
And so,
all right, you win.
Hey, as you guys know, I'm punctual. So I get there early, and this totally pissed me off. I'm at CLC, College of Lake County. And I get there early, 15 minutes early, and I can't find the building. I literally can't find the building. There's no fucking signage. So it becomes like the class starts at 6. It's like 5:56. And it says right on there, you can't be late. So I finally find the building. I run in. I'm like 4 minutes late. Class started. Open the door. The class is packed. No seats in the back. There's only room in the front. Go right to the front. Just go sit down. Before I even get to look at anybody, I'm going to the front seat and I hear it. What's up, church? What's up, man?
Stop it. Who was it?
There's people in my fucking class that I knew from high school.
Who?
His name is Pat. I'm not going to list any last name.
Pat?
Yeah. Pat S. Yeah. It was...
You can't go anywhere without knowing.
No.
I love him.
You know what? The only thing I was excited about that night, I knew going through work I had to do this from 6 to 10. But you know what? The class was full. It's a mandatory thing when you split up with your ex. And there's women in the class. So what does that mean, guys? What does that mean?
Yeah, you're such a crybaby. That sounds like a wonderful time to me. I would love to go to that class.
What does it mean?
It means there's some sexy singles.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So why being such a crybaby?
That's why I was excited to see what the fuck was in there. And there was a couple hotties.
Oh, I would love to patrol that
class.
Well,
that's the benefit of being late, right? If there's still seats open, you can pick where you sit.
Exactly. Yes. I sat by myself. And you,
the corner jacket.
Oh, my God.
I sat by myself.
Were there any guys you think I would be interested? There's a lot of single dads out there.
There was a guy with dreads that I was going to actually give him your number to.
What does that even mean?
He just looked your type. He had tattoos all over. He had dreads.
What is Mandy's beat? Mandy B's type is a fucking chic that's going to pay for her future.
I think she goes after the skater boys.
She was a skater boy. She's a skater boy. Avril. Oh, my God.
So I had you over at my place the other day. We had a good time.
Yeah.
We played Top Golf, if you guys haven't done that. Yeah. It's in a plenty full of cities.
Oh, my God. Yeah, How'd it go, guys?
No, the day was cool. It was fun. But you know what? Besides the funness of hanging out, I will have to say, Mandy, when I got to Tay's house, guess what? He's getting ready upstairs, whatever.
Uh-huh.
He's probably putting on blush. And I'm downstairs wasting time. I'm in his kitchen, and I see on his dining room table, who in the fuck in 2019 still rents DVDs through the mail?
It's fucking... First of all...
Have you seen anybody rent DVDs through the mail?
Not through the mail, but someone recently just said, hey, let's go rent a Redbox. And I was like, okay. Are you the stupid... But I have one of those Amazon Fire Sticks. So
what's
wrong
with Redbox either?
My God, it's all available...
No, it's not.
Okay,
it's
listen.
You cannot watch new movies on your shit unless you pay a premium.
No, if you have the Fire Stick and you jailbreak it, easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
We're not talking about illegal shit.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about in general.
I'm not jailbreaking.
When have you rented a movie through the fucking mail?
All right,
no, and you know why? Because I return it late. And Taylor would never return it late, though. That's the difference, is you would never return it late.
He's punctual.
I will.
Right, I don't return it late. No.
You know I return that shit.
First of all, it's a fucking Blu-ray. Okay, let's get that straight.
But
that
wasn't
I'll give you that. It wasn't my point.
All right, here's the story. I have Netflix. I was one of the first people that I know, and I kid you not.
When Netflix first started,
I think I mentioned that on the show.
An order in the mail.
So before anybody really knew of Netflix, I got it as a gift one Christmas from my, I think I was like a freshman in college, from my stepsister. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And at the time, it was only shipped DVDs by mail.
That's
right?
What Netflix
Blu-ray
was.
Wasn't even a thing yet. So it was shipped DVDs by mail. So I thought it was really cool. You build your cube. It's a library. You could rate movies, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Kept it. Then the whole digital thing came into the picture. It expanded, blew up, knocked out Blockbuster. Massive, right?
Yeah. We studied it in college. That business model.
Incredible.
Not streaming.
Incredible.
That one.
But when I got it, nobody knew about it. But I was grandfathered into this fucking price of like $7 for one movie out at a time, unlimited per month. So as fast as you can watch them, you can return them, you get another one, right? And you just churn through the queue. And since then, what's happened is on the digital realm, they really do focus a lot on TV shows, and more so even documentaries now, and they're producing tons of shit that...
He's trying to justify himself. Who still uses a Blu-ray player?
What?
I haven't touched mine in 3 years.
I got one and I sold it or I tossed it in the garbage. Taylor, I just would.
How do you watch a new movie without fucking paying $7-$6?
You don't pay anything.
I either go on Netflix, Amazon Prime, or HBO, or
Mandy
I rent
B
it
has
for
Hulu, which she gives you the password to.
Yeah, but you can't watch new movies on there.
Oh my God, I give you HBO and Showtime on there. I pay the premium for you, baby.
Hey, I've been to your house. You have Apple. You have Apple TV.
Yeah, I have to buy it for $6.
No,
$3.99. I get like 6 movies a month for $7.
Taylor, okay, I would like to do a day where Taylor lives in my. We got to do this where Taylor lives in my life.
I don't want to watch Japs walk for fucking. With fucking bootleg cameras with people walking.
What are you
in front
talking
of them, like,
about?
Mandy,
Mandy, does he have a family video pass?
I'm sure he has a family video pass, but also mostly because you get the coupons for the free chocolate.
Is it hot in here? I feel like I'm sweating profusely.
I'm sweating.
Defending
here,
my Netflix.
No one is fucking ordering or watching movies.
I am. I'm single-handedly keeping them alive.
Keeping Redbox alive.
That Blockbuster in Oregon, it's the only reason it's still alive. Only.
Oh, out of Portland? Yeah, because it's like classic. And
either way.
All right, Mandy. Moving on. Mandy B.
What do you got?
What's up?
Uncle Buck.
Moving off to the old and moving into the new.
Because your sugar daddy fucking requested that you send back his gift.
I know. So he
do not send that back.
What a fucking pussy.
Well, okay. So this was a loss in communication where I didn't text him back or he called me and left a voicemail. Either way, I was kind of waiting for his text.
Either way.
What did he ask back? Because you're not talking to him anymore. Tell the sensible nation.
So anyway, he asked for that White Sox jersey back. And he's like, my niece would at least wear that. You are on a sugar daddy site. What are you doing?
What the fuck sugar daddy asked for a gift back?
Well, and then
a shitty gift, nonetheless.
So, what Tay and I want to do, what we're going to do, Mandy B's next time we record, she's going to bring the socks to her studio. No, yes, you are. Tay, we're first going to piss on it.
No,
and then we're going to beat off into it. And then you're going to fucking send it via UPS back to him.
And then you'll text him and say, sent it back, smiley face, wink.
No, I love that jersey.
Like, seriously, what?
I look hot in that jersey.
What a pussy fucking moron.
Well, this is the worst part, is after he sent that, I didn't respond. Obviously, I'm not going to respond to
you're
that.
You're not a sugar daddy when you make 50 grand a year.
I know. But listen. So he texted that back, and I didn't answer. And then he texted me, like, this therapist who has, like, one of those YouTubes where you, like, you know, like a therapy YouTube channel. And he goes, you would really benefit.
You need this.
You would need this. You would really benefit from this. I hope your life gets better. Oh, my God. Yeah. Dude, when we went out to dinner.
And did your life get better?
Obviously, it didn't. But when we would go out to eat, though, like, we got burgers. Like, it wasn't like we got steak and lobster.
That's bullshit. If you're a sugar daddy and you're on an app, come on.
Wait.
Get your shit together. Dude.
Did I not even mention this the last episode? His previous sugar baby is someone I know.
Oh, that's weird.
And it's someone I know's baby mama.
What?
And it's someone Ryan knows.
That's bizarre.
Weird.
Weird.
Are you going to keep trying it, though? I guess. Yes. I know you're doing other things.
Remember
like
the last episode, though, I mentioned it's called Seeking Arrangements.
Yeah,
that's
Seeking
the real.
Chic. That's our new movie, Seeking Chic.
You got to find a chic.
It sounds like a good movie I'd rent off of Redbox. Stop it. Anyway, out with the old, in with the new. My new young buck.
The young buck.
You have a new young buck?
Well, okay, sorry. This is my same old.
A recycled young buck?
This is my same old young buck. And I gotta tell you, like, I've been using this phrase like crazy.
So you brought back dummy.
Wait, who?
The dummy.
Spaghetti noodle?
No, why do you keep saying that?
Spaghetti noodle.
No, he had a good noodle.
I saw your son at the
school. Yeah.
Kid's got some penis on him. It's pretty good.
So I was feeling in the mood last weekend. Like, I just got to get a
dick. What's his name again? First name. You don't have to say his last name.
Taylor.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. She told me that before.
Do you not listen to a word?
I'm thinking of somebody else then.
This is the young buck.
All right, so it's Taylor if you would listen to any words that I say ever.
Either way.
Anyway, so I'm feeling it. I worked super long overtime. I was supposed to only work 4 hours. I ended up working 8 hours. And so I was like, what does a girl need on a nice Saturday afternoon? But some dick.
Some dick.
So I got a message from him the night before, and I didn't hear from him for a long time. So he goes, what's up? And I was being very, like, you know, aloof, like, what? Hey, how you doing? I kept saying, what? It kept going on, and then eventually I was like, I do want that dick. So the next day, I was like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, you still want to hang out? I'm like, oh, of course. So I put on my sexiest little outfit, no bra, no panties, went over there, like, ready to rock. I walk in the door. He goes, ooh, you're looking smoking hot. I said, well, why do you still have your pants on? Smooth.
Right off the bat.
I said, why do you still have your pants on?
Cock meat sandwich time.
So I walked in there and he goes, okay. And then he takes it all off. Then he proceeded to say something was going on with the little weird surgery he had in his back. So he can only fuck me from behind. But that's okay.
What do you mean his back?
There was something going on with a weird accident at his work where
he was getting his dimples pierced.
I don't know.
His dermals.
His dermals.
It was very weird.
He got his tail surgically removed.
I don't know why he was like, I can only hit you from the back, but I like it. So I was like, that's fine. So I just whipped it like bada bing, bada boom. And we did it. And then the whole time I was like, can you take off your shirt?
He kept it on?
He kept it on! And I said, can you take off your hat? And he was like, I'm leaving it on. And he left it on,
he's
but whatever.
He's insecure about something.
I
did
know.
Did he keep his hat on like Raw Dog?
He did. He kept it on. So anyway, so we bang it out. And I was like, I collapsed. And I was like, thank finally, God, I needed that. And then I needed it. It was like a month. I was like, I needed that. Ladies, you need it. I was like immediately in a great mood. And then so I collapsed. I threw on my clothes. And then he's like, so this is what's been going on since we haven't talked. And I was like, listen, I'm hungry and I got shit to do. I was being very cool. And he was like, oh, well, I can buy you tacos. And I was like, sounds good. Let's go. So we went. And then this taco place was like, their cash machine didn't work.
Hurry up and buy!
Whatever. Long story short, we had to go drive to an ATM. He was starting to get kind of crabby because this weird
surgery. His thermals were affected.
And so we finally got back to the taco place, and we ordered the tacos. We pulled in his neighborhood, and he's like, I'm sorry I was such a dick this whole month. And I was like, whatever, bro. Being really
little
cool.
Does he know for the fucking sensible nation he's been called the dumbest man in America.
Yeah. And
not
so,
by us, by Mandy.
That's right.
And so he goes, by the way, you owe me dinner. And I go, I owe you what the f-? And then we pull into his driveway. We pull in his driveway and he goes, well, and I go, I'll just take my tacos, please. And he pulled my tacos out and I said, bye. And he walked out of the car and he left.
Hurry up and bye.
And I feel like I just got my dick wet and...
I feel like you're giving back to the community just by hanging out with this guy.
Mandy B, sensible
back.
Saint.
Bada bing, bada boom. You know but what? Now, what do I do, though? I like how he does me. So do I text him and do I say I want another dick appointment? Like, what do I do?
You're giving all men in this country with learning disabilities hope. Hope. You know what? Where there's hope, there's Mandy B.
He is such a good...
in.
He's so good looking.
I think she's hired by the Boys and Girls Club of America.
He's so handsome. You guys, he is so like, oh, what a waste.
Every guy needs to get laid sometime.
What a waste.
Every guy. Who hired you?
I wish they would keep hiring me. I like that dick.
She's
so anyway,
the closer.
That's my story with the young buck. But I felt like very cool. Like I walked in, I said, take your pants off, walked out, got tacos out
you
of it,
knew
and then
what you
left.
Wanted, and then you moved on.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Now you gotta
get
really
your
play
woman
it cool
on the floor.
And not respond to anything for like 3 months until you really, really need that dick again.
He hasn't messaged me though, so I feel like, dude, I play it too cool.
No.
Either way,
any foreplay or
game.
Just straight fucking.
No, this is the worst thing. Is he's so good at making out, and I didn't even make out with him, and I love making out. It's so very hard to find
so
a good maker out.
Nobody cares about
yeah,
that. Let's move on.
Okay, I was just trying to get advice from you guys.
Yeah, we gave you our advice.
Okay. Anyway, what else is young?
No, but you didn't answer it. No, you said no kissing, but no foreplay.
No, nothing. I literally said just. Fuck me now. And I was ready to go, and he did. And it was wonderful. Anyway, speaking of what else is young, new, and fresh to our team.
Well, it's been well chronicled that we have been looking to expand our team. And a few weeks ago, we did add somebody to our team. You guys may have seen that video on our YouTube channel or maybe at Sensible People, Instagram, or Twitter, or even Facebook. Guys, we have our friend, Alan, to produce to you the world Sensible Nation.
I'm a big fucking dick. I'm a pain in your ass. I drink all your beer. I'll eat the last slice. I'll give you Charlie horses. I'll pull your shorts down at the beach. I always need a ride. Nobody likes me.
Golf clap for Alan. Golf clap for
Alan. What's up, Alan?
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Sensible People.
Welcome.
Our content contributor behind the scenes. We'll have him on air here and there. Mr. Alan.
This is our new whack pack.
What?
I wasn't sure if you were talking about me, if you had someone else, like, besides, you know, behind the closet door that you were going to bring out.
No, this is all about you, Mr. Allen.
It's you, buddy boy. So,
Allen, how did we find you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hold on. I just got to say, did Ryan just refer to us as the Whack Pack? Like, no, to the Whack Pack? Like, the new, like...
No, we aren't. You are.
I'm the Whack Pack. So
yes,
I'm
you're
like,
the first member.
I'm like Ali Sheedy and Emilio Estevez and all those people all wrapped up in one.
No, you're more like Beetlejuice from the Stern Show.
Because that's what I'm thinking. It's like the Brat Pack.
Or like
okay.
Tan Mom.
Because I was thinking like we're kind of like the new Seinfeld, but we're like just a triple X version of Seinfeld.
That's what they call a miscommunication, Alan. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I got my T's dotted and my I's crossed.
That's right.
You're more like a mutation of Mandy B.
If right? Mandy B had a dick, yeah. It's Alan.
If Mandy B had a baby in Chernobyl, you'd be it.
I'm proud of you, Alan.
And we spelled Chernobyl. We spelled Chernobyl with a J-H at the beginning. A J.
Yeah.
Chernobyl.
Seems like Alan's fitting right in these fucking.
Who is this person?
All right, so let's start. What's your last name?
Well, my last name is very.
Wait. We're not going to have him pronounce it, are we? Because his last name is very hard to pronounce.
That's right. So what Alan just handed us before we got on set tonight.
That we're each going to open.
They're crumpled up pieces of paper. Very professional, Alan.
Ooh,
is this origami?
Yes.
So Mandy B is going to try to pronounce Alan's complicated
name. I want to give a quick shout out to the Big Pen Company. And
Alan, you're not allowed to give shout outs to non-sponsors. Yes. Didn't we tell you that?
Have you seen my wiener?
No.
All right, so we're each going to try to pronounce his name, and he's gonna say who did it the best.
All right, okay. So Mandy.
Easy peasy, because I'm Italian. Go this
first.
Is
so wait, why don't you spell give us the letters first. Give the audience the letters. Yeah.
All right. So the first letter is G as in George. And this is how I actually... This is how I tell it to the Playboy people that are calling me if I want to renew my prescription. Or my subscription. So it's G as in George, I O, V as in Victor, A C C H I N I. And you could follow me on my Facebook page and you could also just put that in there. So it's G I O V A C C H I N I.
All right. Tay, go first. Pronounce it.
All right. I'm going to go with Givacini.
Mandy.
Quality guess.
Mandy, pronounce his last name.
This is easy peasy. Let me go. Hey!
It's one fucking shot. Take it.
Giovacini.
Quality guess. I'm going to go Giovacini.
Quality guess.
Giovacini.
It's one guess. Tay took one guess. The rest of you took like three guesses.
I took two guesses. I took a one time out.
You guys are cheaters. Tay's a rule follower.
That's right.
He's a hardcore rule follower. You guys are cheaters.
Someone sounds like you. How do you
pronounce it? Yeah. Tell us how you pronounce it, then you pick who did it the best.
Well, Tay won.
If you love him so much, why don't you marry him?
Say your last name.
Giovacini.
Well, Giovacini.
God damn it.
Like a Jehovah's Witness.
If you look into the dialect of Italian names, the G-I-O is spelled like American J-O-E. Joe.
This isn't Italian. This is fucking gibberish.
This is obviously Italian. Look how many vowels are in here.
Zucchini.
Zucchini.
So I've been zucchini.
I've been called zucchini. I've been called bikini. Anything that rhymes in a I-N-I, I've been called ever since I was out of kindergarten.
And now Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. So
welcome to the team.
So just to let all of you smart people know, just smart like me, because I'm with a bunch of fucking idiots right now, that the letter C-H in Italian is pronounced like the American K, and G-I-O in Italian is the American J-O-E. So that's how you do that. Tay wins. Ryan second place. Ryan gets second, and you just get bottom of the bucket. I think Mandy's going to get 25th.
She's used to bottom of the bucket,
just
scraping the barrel.
Just 25th place. And whoever gets third between 23rd and 24th, I don't know.
Mandy scrapes the
barrel.
Get
used to that.
Can't wait till Christmas for you, Alan, buddy.
Alan, you're from Chicago, is that right?
That's born and raised, yes, sir.
All right. That's good. Good to have a fellow Chicagoan on board with sensible people.
Yeah.
So
not a Chicagoland person, a real Chicagoan, born and raised.
Wait. Can I ask Alan? Alan,
you don't have to raise your hand.
sorry. Alan, do you cry when it's cold outside in the winter?
No, I put on boots and I man up.
Do you hate when it's chilly outside in the winter? Do you put on a little scarf?
Is this a commercial?
Is this a shot at me?
It's a shot at tea, yeah. Why can't I take shot at anyone?
It depends on how cold it is. I mean, I have a scarf, I have mittens, I have boots, I have everything. I'm prepared for anything.
Your main man, Taylor, over here. He cries a little bit when it's cold outside.
Oh. Who doesn't fucking... I mean,
no one cries when it's that cold outside.
No, when it's cold, I layer up. I got layers. I
layer
up,
Buttercup.
I layer up.
Alan, part of the reason we brought you on board is because you like to do voices, and you can do impressions, and characters, and stuff. Why don't you give us?
What are you talking about? I'm not doing any voices. What?
What do you mean you do voices?
Well, I do voices.
Yes.
We've come to this planet looking for intelligent life. Oops, we made a mistake.
We're happy to be in America. Don't ask for a green card.
I want you in the worst way.
Well, this is certainly a rough meeting, and it's not going very well for me, I'll tell you that.
I'm crazy to make a deal with you. Idiot. You're doing it. I'm sitting on a gold mine.
Don't make me smack you, sweetheart. I'll do it.
Figaro.
I do a great impression of a hot dog.
How about Chris Rock?
It depends on exactly what you want to hear from Chris Rock. Now, when I came from New York in Bed-Stuy, Biggie was a good influence on me. I made a show, I made a movie, I made a stand-up special, and now I'm here with all of these sensible motherfuckers.
That's good, that's good. Mm. Now, you do, you have your own character, and you have quite a social media following in the Chicago sports realm, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the character you've got there?
The character is Carl Grabowski, and he's built off of... If anyone out here, all of you sensible fuckers, if that's what you're even called, I don't even know.
That's my line.
They're not. Hey, they're Sensible Nation, respectively.
What's the hashtag? Do I actually have to go on the hashtag and, like, find out, like, what? All right. I'm not familiar with the hashtag of what you guys are. So, anyways, if you go to Superfan, if you follow... Look, I'll put it like this. If you put on Saturday Night Live... and you're an old fucker now, and you know about the super fans. I have a character that is a diehard sports fan, which is a caricature of myself called Carl Grabowski. And I
you look like a Carl Grabowski.
I do, yes. You should see me when I put the mustache on. When I put the mustache and the glasses on, instead of saying I have a bottle of Diet Coke, I would say I have a bottle of the Diet Coke, and it goes in the glass, and the glass gets stuck up your ass.
You're not even doing an accent.
I'm not even.
That's how he really
sounds. I really do sound that way. But when I come out to the suburbs, I have to speak a little more proper. I might get arrested for jaywalking.
Or taking your hat off.
Or for taking my hat off, yes.
God. And if you guys are looking for physical descriptions of Alan, just think of the biggest 70 bush you've ever seen, and that's the haircut he has. 70s playboy,
Alan.
Bush. That's the haircut.
I like your hair, Alan.
I want to run my fingers through it, Alan. Does that make you feel uncomfortable?
I have plans to get it cut the fuck off.
No,
we're gonna put it in cornrows.
If you look at this, this is...
your grease,
this is
baby.
Alan's most wanted. Malibu's most wanted. We're gonna put it in cornrows.
I mean, this is the type of hair that you would find in an international McDonald's sandwich. Yeah. Like, it really is. Like, this is like, you don't even know what this is. I mean, I just want to let... you and all the listeners know, do you know how many minutes it takes for me in the shower to wash and condition this fucking hair?
No.
It takes a long time and a long process.
I can see
him in a Just for Men commercial.
I have to buy special conditioner and special shampoo, and I buy it in bulk from big box stores to make sure that I'm saving my buck because I'm cheap as fuck. This is not easy hair to
let
deal
me
with.
Ask, when you...
I just scratched my head and I got three strands just come out. I'm losing my hair.
When you get
hair.
Out of the shower... and you dry your head off with
yes,
the towel.
Right.
After you're done, do you do the classic?
No, I don't even touch
your head.
I don't touch my hair with the towel because I lose hair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. All right, where are you going with this?
I was just wondering if you do the classic shake off, like
I
in the
feel
commercial.
Like you do.
So what I do, and I want all the listeners to visualize. When I get out, I got this big ass fucking mirror in front of my face, and what I do is I sit there and I take my fingers and I go through the hair and I put it all the way to the back of my head, and then I put my chin down towards my dick, and then I flop
my dick. That was very Chicago, and I like that.
Oh, my dick. Oh, my dick. I put my chin towards the shaft of my dick, and then I flop back so the back of my skull could go to my anus, and I flop it.
What is happening here?
And then when I'm done, there's a whole shitload of fucking water spots on the back of my wall. All of that's how I dry my hair. I can't use a comb because when I use a comb, the comb gets stuck in my fucking hair.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Hey, everybody. It's your favorite, Tina Marie. You could call me Teenie, as you know, but I really hope you do love Sensible People Podcast. Did you know that you could actually just get paid for listening to Sensible People Podcast? I know it sounds insane, but it's true. We just discovered that this free new app, it's called Podcoin. It literally pays you to listen to the podcast. Here's how it works. You listen to the podcast and you earn Podcoin while you listen. Then you turn that Podcoin in for gift cards like places at Amazon or your girl's favorite, Starbucks. Or if you're a good person, you just you donate that Podcoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. That's the point I'm trying to make you. So here's what you do. You download the app right now. You download it on Android or iPhone, and I have a special code for you. You insert our code, Sensible People, and you'll get 300 Podcoin just for signing up. If you listen enough to us on there, you can get a cappuccino or, you know, anything from Amazon, a gift card on us pretty much. So go ahead, go listen to this podcast or virtually any podcast on Podcoin. Sign up for Sensible People and, yeah, you get a ton of treats. I swear, it'll change the way that you listen to podcasts.
I got a game I want to play. Because I heard you like games.
We do like games.
Alan, you came with the game.
For your games.
I listened to some of your shit. You did some shit on Malort, and you did your Sensible or Not shit.
Yeah, we did.
And I was fucking digging that, and I was inspired by the beautiful pop culture nation of what's going on in this country. I actually came up with a game I thought would be fun to play, and I wanted to see if you'd be willing to play with me. Do you guys want to play games with me?
Yeah. Oh my God, I mean, I'm a little creeped out, but I'll play.
I'm ready to play.
It's a fun game. All right, so I watch a lot of TV. I watch a lot of commercials because commercials come in between TV shows. And if you haven't heard that McDonald's, supposedly this fast food restaurant, has got chains all over the country, all over the globe. And what they're doing is they're actually taking all of these restaurant items from other continents. And for 1 week, they're going to bring them into the United States and introduce them to us, the United States consumers.
But is every McDonald's going to do this, or like only like Chicago?
Probably
like
a select location.
Select locations. Yeah, I don't think the McDonald's in like Cheyenne, Wyoming, is going to be busting out this whole. Yeah.
Well, I'm traveling, Alan, so I need to know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I think
to that
Cheyenne
question.
Was the name of the person filming Mandy's bootlegs.
Cheyenne is just a capital.
My cam girl audition.
It looks like Alan's got fucking 37 pieces of paper over here. He's shuffling
through. I did my
through,
fucking
so we'll
research.
See
Look,
how he
I'm that
does
fucking
this game.
Nerd that fucking really has done his research. So what I want to do is I'm going to take one of these restaurant items and I'm going to read the menu item, and then Ryan, Mandy, and Tate are going to take a guess at what is involved in this menu item and what's the description.
So you're going to read a menu item that's outside the United States, and the three of us, Mandy, myself, and Tate, we're going to guess what we think that meal is.
You seem quite angry.
Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bus.
Yeah, he's very angry.
Very animated.
Maybe he's hangry.
He's pointing at you.
Maybe he's hangry. McDonald's makes me hangry.
No, if anything, when I'm pointing, I'm giving a 5-second heads up means you take the mic after I'm done.
All right.
You're spilling the secrets now. You're spilling the secrets.
Under pressure.
I'm sitting here trying to communicate.
Settle down, Alan.
Looking down on you.
All right. I just want to play a game. It's
all right. What's the first item, Alan?
First item up.
So I'm going to start with you, Ryan, first.
We're going to help. We're all going to help.
We're going to collectively do this as a sensible team.
All right. So fine. Just interrupt me whenever you feel comfortable.
Yes. Let's hear
the
first item.
So the first thing I want to do. So this is from Denmark. Or this is from the Netherlands. I'm sorry. This is from the Netherlands.
The French are assholes.
The French are assholes, yes. Well, our women's soccer team is going to beat them. So anyways, but we're going to go to the country of the Netherlands.
Okay.
And this menu item is called the Stroopel Waffle McFlurry.
Stroopel Waffle.
Is it not the strudel?
Stroop Waffle from Netherlands.
So I, what do you guys think? This is all collective, but I obviously there's got to be waffle cone in it. It's a McFlurry. Yeah, it's a dessert.
I'll take the waffle cone, but I'll also take a swirl of sorts.
It's got, yeah.
What's the S word again? Beet?
Give it one more time, Alan.
This meant.
What did you just call him? Hold on. Yeah, what did you just call him? Beet?
For Beetlejuice.
It's fine.
No.
All right, what was the name?
Hey, I love Beetlejuice. Nice fucking model. Ha ha.
What's all it right. called?
So the menu item is the Stroop Waffle McFlurry, and it's from the Netherlands.
Stroop Waffle.
The people waffle. In the Netherlands are also known as the Dutch, for so those
it's
obviously, that
don't know.
I got some of their shoes, to be honest.
It is a McFlurry. It is a McFlurry that is given to you.
Right.
So it's ice cream.
I think it's like a waffle flavor ice cream.
What's
or something,
a Stroop?
Or like
so
a
we
got to
guess. We got to guess what a Stroop is.
There's syrup involved.
What is a Stroop waffle? That right. is the ultimate maybe question,
what?
My friend.
Waffle cone, vanilla ice cream, and what?
Waffle cone, vanilla. Kind of what you said. I feel like.
Yeah, but there's
I feel like
one
it's
other
a,
item. One other item.
Okay, I feel like it's a waffle cone.
I'm going to go cinnamon.
I'm going to go.
Don't you guys think there's some cinnamon
yep.
in it?
Yep. I think it's a cinnamon swirl, yeah. baby.
Yeah, cinnamon swirl.
Cinnamon
with
waffle
some
cone, vanilla.
Vanilla ice cream. Okay. Yeah.
Final answer.
Right, yeah. So final finally. Answer is vanilla ice cream, there's cinnamon infused, and there's waffle. Waffle bitch.
So did we get it right?
Well, the correct answer is it's a vanilla soft serve ice cream with a caramel swirl.
Oh, we didn't get caramel. Yeah, and it's caramel, you fuck.
Yeah, caramel. Come on.
Wait, so this
caramel,
is literally
caramel.
Just
come on,
caramel
Grabowski.
Caribbean or Caribbean?
Come on, Grabowski.
For fuck's sake, Grabowski.
It's
all right, we were close, though.
Wait, but I'm not
we
done.
Close.
Oh, Jesus right. Christ.
It says in your contract we can cut you off.
Yeah.
What else?
All right, fine, I'll go fast. It's a vanilla soft serve with caramel swirl with Dutch Dale Mints Stroopel Waffle Caramel Waffle Cookie Pieces. So it's a waffle cookie.
God damn it, I knew it was a swirl.
So it's a waffle cookie that is crumbled up and then, like, crushed Oreo cookies, but it's waffle cookies.
All right. My question is, does it come with all the spit that you just put on that mic?
For $3 extra.
Ooh, I'll pay
I
that
want,
money,
I want
baby.
Or 3.727 euros.
Move on. I want a main course item at McDonald's.
Main
I'm not
course.
Going for their
right.
ice
I'm
cream.
Hungry.
So you might have seen this on the commercials, and this is a wonderful thing. This is called this is from the beautiful country of España.
Ah,
it's not that beautiful.
España. ¿Te gusta España?
It's gorgeous.
¿Te gusta Madrid? ¿Te gusta Barcelona? Can I speak Catalan?
Is that
what
the
is
dish?
Happening?
Is that the dish?
No, these are just the regions of where we speak Catalan and we speak Espanol.
So, I want to hear the dish, Grabowski.
The dish is the Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger from Spain. Grand ooh. McExtreme.
I mean, it's obviously a big burger with bacon, right?
Yeah.
It does have bacon. Well, I'll guess. You get
more.
Points for
probably
that.
A sauce on there.
It's got bacon.
Yeah, there's a sauce.
I would say it's
avocado, maybe.
Slow down. He's telling the rest.
Well, I mean, no.
No, he can't tell us.
But I'm keeping track. It does.
Alan, when you're on my side more, it'll get on my side more, buddy.
Pickles?
Yeah, probably.
Pickles.
No pickles. Dicks. No pickles. No pickles.
No.
You can't tell us, you fuck.
Oh. Fine.
This is Jesus a Hispanic Grabowski? Burger. There ain't no yeah. pickles on this.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah, Manny's Mexican.
No,
so
no,
let
the
her go.
Cubans have pickles.
Cubans.
On
this is Spain. So different, dude. Spears. Fucking yes. all the Hispanic
Spain,
cultures
Spain
hate
is,
each other.
Spain. Spanish people are Hispanics from Europe. Cubans are Hispanics from the Caribbean. The Caribbean lifestyle
thanks
and
the
European
for
the
culture
lifestyle.
Lesson.
We all don't like each other. So anyway. All
right. So what are we going? Burger, bacon, avocado.
You guys cut him off before I could get like a habanero cheese or anything.
Manny, give the final guess. Go. Give it to him.
I need a pepper of some sorts. I need some sort of pepper.
You mean a chile?
Give me a chile. Orale. All right.
What is it, Grabowski?
It's a fucking chile.
What is your, the threesome of you, what's your final answer?
Well, it's obviously got meat. It's burger, a burger.
It's a bacon.
It's got bacon.
A bun.
It's got bun. And we'll go with like a hot pepper.
Hot pepper.
Yeah. Okay. So the Grand Mex Extreme Bacon Burger from España is a quarter pound of fresh beef with thick cut applewood smoked bacon. And who said the sauce?
I said there was some sauce on it,
but it wasn't in our final answer. A habanero.
Yeah.
The sauce is advertised and marketed as a smoky McBacon sauce.
Well, original.
What the fuck is in a McBacon sauce? I want to know that.
Mayonnaise and
bacon grease.
And the cheese, what's the type of cheese real quick?
Pepper jack.
Pepper jack habanero.
This is the whitest burger Pepper I've jack. Ever heard in my life.
All right. Gouda. Ooh, Gouda all right. cheese. Smoked
Gouda.
Gouda cheese and onions on a toasted sesame bun.
Only on available. A sesame bun?
Only what do you mean? They all have sesame bun. Or no. Burger King. No, that's Burger King.
There's other sandwiches right. that have artisanal buns.
Wait, so. This is I thought it was McDonald's.
It is McDonald's. Alan, give us one last one from around the world. One last one.
All right. Around the world. Around.
All right. So in New Zealand.
Ooh.
The Lord of the Rings neutral. Is filmed.
In New Zealand, they have a Georgie pie.
Ooh, I like it.
What's in the Georgie pie?
I like to guess, Alan.
This is a good one.
Georgie pie.
It's just called it on the menu. Porgy. It's called a Georgie pie.
I think it's. What do you guys think? I think it's an apple pie with some like chocolate syrup.
No. No. I don't know.
No.
I like meat pies, like from fucking.
I like poontang pie.
Wait, do you mean from like Sweeney Todd?
Yeah, Sweeney Todd. Great movie.
Sweet. Oh, my God.
A Georgie pie?
A Georgie porgy pie.
On the menu, it is called a Georgie pie.
Well, let's do a dessert. It's probably a fucking burger.
Yeah.
No, I feel like it has to be a dessert because Alan just gave us two meats. He's not going to give us a dessert.
A McFlurry? What the fuck that's are you good, talking yeah, about?
That's a good meat.
What world is
it? I think it is. I bet it's a burger.
I bet it's a burger. Or he's trying to get tricky with us.
Fine. All right, fine.
We have to collectively guess. We can't argue.
I know, but if I'm right, I'm going to be pissed.
What do you think it is?
I feel like it's a sweet because I feel like Alan's going to hit us with the sweets.
All right, let's roll with her then.
Sure. No!
Let's go with you.
No, because I'm going to beat up if I get a wrong.
Mandy B.
No, so guess. What do you think it is? It's like a croissant?
Yeah, I do.
Grabowski.
Like a breakfast little dessert?
Like a little egg, ham, and cheese. Well, but, right, you know.
Let's go with that. Egg, ham, and cheese, Grabowski.
So not but, a sweet necessarily, no. but egg, ham, and cheese.
Have confidence.
Oh, my God. Man. It's the final countdown.
Grabowski, reveal it. Reveal it.
Give it to us, Grabowski.
The Georgie pie in New England is...
New Zealand.
From New Zealand, it's a combination of beef and cheese.
God damn it.
That is totally encompassed by a fluffy puff pastry.
So God like, damn it.
So it's like it's a mincemeat pie from
She's
England.
Close, but it's like an Arby's, beef and cheddar.
It's almost like, if you think about it, from Chicago, it's almost like a stuffed pizza, not a deep dish, but a stuffed pizza where there's the bottom crust, the top crust, and the stuffed is basically steak and cheese, but there's no tomato sauce on the top.
Yeah.
So it's just a deep dish pie like Sbarro's, like a stuffed pizza from Sbarro's. Stuffed
Either
with meat
way,
and cheese.
Yeah. I feel Either like way. I feel like my team.
Either way.
That's all it is. It's the Georgie pie.
All right.
It's a bunch of meat and cheese stuffed in a puff pastry.
Sensible Nation, this is Alan.
Alan,
where can people follow you on
social media?
If you go to Instagram, follow me at @dasuperfans, @dasuperfan, 2 S's. And on Twitter, you could follow me at the same address, but also @AGEEWON, where I talk about a lot of sensible shit or not. My Superfans account is more dedicated to sports shit. If you want to talk about non-sports shit, then go to my second account. My 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 accounts you'll never know about because that's where I fucking troll your ass.
Give us a closing statement, Chivarini.
Alan, give us a closing statement.
I shaved my balls today for the first time in 6 months.
No, they got rashes.
And moving on.
All right, Mr. Carl Grabowski, Alan, Beetlejuice, whatever you want to call him, brought a game to the table. We're going to play our own game that was scripted, built into the outline today for this show. Everybody's played Show and Tell. We all played it as kids growing
first
up.
First graders,
right? What'd you bring today? Yeah. Well, my daddy's a fireman. I brought his helmet. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to play a little Show and Tell. And this is just to get to know each other a little more, as if we don't know each other well enough.
I don't know you guys well enough.
And to let the listeners get to know us a little more.
Yeah.
So each of these items that we brought today are, I guess, dear to our hearts.
It's dear to my heart.
I would say it's dear to my heart.
Dear to my heart as well. So each of the hosts brought an item, put it in a box or a bag. We're going to share. Well, we're going to get 2 minutes, 7 seconds, very specific.
Very specific.
As many yes or no questions as we can in that 2 minute, 7 second time span. Then we're going to get a guess of what's actually in the box or the bag.
Yeah. What's in the box?
Then after the time, the host, whether whoever gets it right or wrong, will explain.
Is going to reveal that item.
Reveal the item and why they brought it.
That's right. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
If you don't get this game, you should probably stop listening. It's probably going to help you.
Probably lay
point.
On the railroad track.
Okay.
So Raw Dog's going to go first. So we're going to get a timer going.
Yep. We have an intern here that's got the timer going.
Thanks, intern.
Thanks, intern. On the count of 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Is it a piece of food?
No.
Is it a...
Here's the bag. It's in a bag.
Is it a big object?
I wouldn't say it's big.
Is it spherical or round?
No.
When you touch it, is it wet?
Nope.
Is it square?
No.
Is it an old item, like from the 90s, like memorabilia?
I'll say yes.
Can you wear it?
Yes, you can wear it.
Can it fit any size?
It cannot fit any size.
Do you wear it on your head?
No.
Do you wear it on your body?
Yes.
Opposed to what? Do you wear it on your arms or upper body?
No.
Like waist
no,
up?
No, no.
Is it something you would wear on your foot?
Yes.
Is it a shoe?
Is it colorful?
It's a shoe.
Okay.
Is it a soccer shoe?
No.
Is it a Nike shoe?
Yes.
Is it a basketball shoe?
No.
Is it a golf shoe?
No.
Is it like a baseball shoe?
No.
A cleat?
No.
I'm running out of shoes. Is it a sock? It's a sock.
No, but I thought Tay would for sure get it once I said it was a shoe.
Is it a cleat?
No.
I already guessed that.
I'm running out of options.
Is it a flip-flop?
No.
Is it an ankle bracelet?
I don't wear flip-flops, and no, it's not an ankle bracelet.
Is it a toe ring?
No.
What the hell kind of shoe?
I'm running out of options here, buddy.
Is it the Freddy shoe?
It is.
Yeah!
Son of a...
What time? How long was that, intern?
120 minutes. I mean, sorry. Oh, my God. 120 seconds.
So I'm gonna show
edit
you guys.
Edit that.
My show and tell, as they guessed, is a couple years ago when Tay and I both worked together, I got a pair of unreleased Nike SB shoes that are actually themed with the Freddy Krueger sweater, and they're actually signed by Robert Englund himself. One of
can
my
I ask? Can I ask what size these shoes are,
so
please?
These are 9.5s. So as you can see, it's signed Freddy.
Give me that shoe.
What
give
does
me
that
shoe.
Say? It says
give me the shoe.
Robert Englund.
We'll put a picture up on our.
And it says never sleep again. I also have the certificate. So I brought this. It's meaningful in my life. Horror movies are a big thing. I have a minor in filmmaking in school, and horror movies were always a big thing. I've always had interest in making them, watching them, especially in college. That's what I wanted to do.
Can I say this just for Sensible Nation?
Did
ladies?
You see? Look inside the tongue. Isn't that sweet? His face? Or not? Is like.
No, okay, so this is super cool. It has. Yeah, it's very, very cool. It says, this is your COA, bitch, Robert Englund. But I just want to let everyone know that I tried this shoe on. For the ladies that don't understand, and I'm a size 8.5 women's, and this fit my foot.
You did not try it on. It's a 9.5.
I just put this on my foot, Ryan.
Well, if the shoe fits. If the shoe fits.
How about a golf clap for me getting that right?
Yeah, he got it right.
Right? In the time.
Yeah, a golf clap. Because you guys work together.
You're not supposed to put that on. It's a collector's
you
item.
You just asked me to put it on.
You just devalued it.
You have no socks on.
Either way. But
it just lost all
it's
of
dirty.
Its value.
Don't give it to me then.
All right.
You Mandy guys are up.
Mandy B's up next.
No. I'll go.
All right. Tay's up.
I'm ready.
No. Okay.
All right. Intern, set the time.
All right, we're ready for you, Tay.
Is this an item from your childhood?
No.
Is this an item from your adulthood?
Yes. Well, sure, yes.
Is it a toy?
No.
Is it a collectible?
Clothing item.
Go ahead. Answer Mandy's.
Clothing?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it a sock?
No.
Is it a shirt?
No.
Is it pants?
No.
Undies?
Yes.
Is it men's undies?
No.
Women's undies?
Yes.
Is it your wife's undies?
Yes.
Wait, it's in an Apple bag. It is.
Is this the first
pair? Steve Jobs homemade women undies.
Is this the first pair of underwear you banged her in?
No.
Is this edible underwear?
Nope.
It's underwear. We know it's underwear, but we haven't gotten it right. So
is this
what
like
else
Fruit
could
of the
it
Loom?
Be?
It's got to be more specific.
This isn't. Of course, this is Tay's.
It's women's underwear. Is
and it's adult underwear though. Oh yeah, so women's.
Yeah. Think of like the description. I'm not
looking. Lingerie. Lingerie.
It's sure, but yeah. That's not what I'm looking for.
Dear God.
Wait, did you did establish this as your wife's underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, but it's got to
Victoria. Wait. Is it Victoria's Secret?
I'm not looking for like.
It's got to be a deeper meaning, right? Deeper
yeah,
meaning.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
that's a story. Maybe a story or
the first lingerie you bought your wife.
No.
Is this the first time you saw her naked?
No.
The first time you fucked her?
No.
I asked that. Is this crotchless panties?
Nope.
Is this?
What the fuck, Mandy?
Dude, I don't know. Oh my god!
It's
man.
Underwear.
How much time?
It's his wife's underwear.
We're at 1:45, folks.
Did you wear this at your Christmas party one time?
Nope.
What is this?
Did you wear this? Are these the pair of underwear you wore when we did when the episode?
Dude looks like a lady.
Did you wear this at the live show?
No.
We're done. Time.
What is it?
You guys were close, but come on.
What is it?
These are used panties directly from the laundry today.
God damn it! This game's. God damn it!
Directly out of the laundry.
Just a prize
a
possession.
Little, yeah.
A prize possession.
A little so, more descriptive.
Way.
So, Tay, what made you feel the need to bring that as your show and tell?
Well, I thought, I don't know. I thought it was clever. It was something you would never get.
Yeah.
God fucking damn it.
I thought you guys would get on to the panties thing.
Yeah, but then yeah. we didn't get off the panties thing.
More specific, so.
I think he's thinking about wearing them.
Like a ski mask.
I think he already wore them.
Yeah.
I wore them on my entire drive to the studio.
Hey, look.
I think Alan knows what he looks like in them.
Mandy B's is a Pringle. We already got it.
What?
All right, so you're next.
Okay, ready, Freddy?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Is it clothing? I mean, I guess we should start with
is
that.
Is it clothing?
Nope.
Is it edible?
Nope.
Is it a collectible?
Yes.
Is this something that you've had since you were young?
Define young.
Let's just say 8 years old and above.
No. Well, and above?
Yeah.
Below.
Yeah, Ryan, below.
All right, so it's below. So she was young.
No, it wasn't. It was 8 years and above. That's a broad. All right,
whatever.
Okay.
Did you use this in school?
No.
Is it a memorabilia?
Yes.
Sports memorabilia.
No.
Is it framed?
Yes.
Is it autographed?
Yes.
Is it a band? Autographed from a band?
No.
Actor.
Is it autographed from a movie?
Actress.
Is it autographed from a movie? I know
yeah.
where this is going.
It's not an actor or an actress?
Is this a framed?
You gotta say yes or no. Actor?
Is this your framed DVD of The Chauffeur?
God damn it!
I knew it.
Good check. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the movie that you were in.
Yeah. So Mandy, explain why did you bring that as show and tell?
Okay, I brought this today because my parents have this gorgeous little framed DVD plus my signed copy, like I signed it, of The Chauffeur. That's a huge
but
thing.
But what's tell people, what is The Chauffeur?
So The Chauffeur was a movie that I was in is my first like main movie when I was 18 years old, and they played it in the Gurney Mills Theater, which for you people
Market
that are not
Cinema.
In the Market Cinema, but they played it in the theater, so they blocked out four of the big main screen theaters. We walked in, they had a big red carpet, and then they played us on the big screen. And have you ever seen yourself on the big screen?
No, that's awesome.
I've not.
And so a lot of my family members on the South Side especially will text me and be like, hey, we found your DVD in the bottom of a Walmart bin.
I want to ask, did this big screen put 15 pounds on?
Fuck you, yes.
And I'm just asking. You saw it.
Yeah, but also I was 18, so I was chubbier than I am now.
Yeah? You were a little husky?
No!
Just husky.
Husky with a half mustache.
Hefty.
No, I didn't have a half mustache. I was attractive. How do you think I got the movie? I was attractive.
I didn't say had.
So that was our segment.
Shame,
of
shame.
Show
so did I lose? So who lost?
Well, I'm the only fucking winner, right?
Yeah, we didn't guess Taste.
Yeah.
God damn it. So we both lost again?
Yeah, guess I'll come up with a joint punishment. Yes. For
not
this
the
episode.
Same.
No, we're just going to make Alan put on my dog collar and we're going to shock him. Yeah.
Alan, from now on, Alan gets all the punishments.
Yes.
I
so that's our version
that.
Of Show and Tell. I brought the Freddy shoes.
Oh,
Tay brought his wife's undies. And Mandy brought the DVD framed of the movie that she was in. So
guys,
that's a little bit about us.
We'll be back after the break.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
All right, so everybody likes a good list, whether you're reading online, a blog, listening to it on the radio, whatever.
In my spare time, I take up my time with lists.
And we love stereotypes here, and what better thing? We're all white people besides Mandy B's a mutt. She's a mix of God knows what. But we're going to read a list of things white people do, say, just general stereotypes of white people. We're going to see if that's what we do also. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready, Freddie.
All right, so the first one is, in quotes, "We got here just in time." This is a line when you're with your dad and you go into the restaurant or a place of business and it just got busy behind you. And they like to say, "We got here just in time."
I say that all the time.
I know. I do, too.
Wait, you guys say your own fathers don't say it? My father says it,
but
you guys say it.
We say it, too. Yeah.
No matter what time of day you go in there, we got here just in time.
What is just in time? So what's just in time?
It means, like, the line, obviously,
got longer
right after you got your order done or whatever.
So it would have never came just in time?
No. Or how about this one? Mm-hmm. It's not the heat that gets you. It's the humidity, especially here in the Midwest. That's a white people saying.
Another thing I say all the time.
You say all this stuff?
Yeah. I'm white.
Yes.
As hell.
The humidity does get you, man.
I mean, it does, but the heat, hot cross
dry heat is way
better. Gets me, too.
How about when it rains? There's nothing like a good free car wash.
I do say this. Honestly,
see,
I do say this.
I don't say that, but my dad says it all the time.
Fuck that.
I'm a cheap rod.
All right. The classic Midwest white. You bump into somebody in public, at home, whatever, and you give the, oh.
Always. Who doesn't?
What is ope?
Is somebody watching me putting these lists together?
You at what?
All the time. That's my go-to for bumping it.
Me too.
Oh, sorry.
It's like the most polite way of saying, get the fuck out of my
head. Exactly. Oop.
This next one isn't really a white people stereotype, but why are all the major serial killers in the history of the United States, they're all white males?
What do you mean it's not a white stereotype?
It's a white stereotype.
Why are they all white?
For the most part, they are, yeah.
So whites know how to hunt and kill.
What do we got? Geen,
it's because white
Dahmer,
people are so obsessed,
Bundy.
Obsessed
We're
with
obsessive
things.
Obsessive people.
Like, move on.
But we
Thank
know how
you.
To kill.
Next.
You know what?
What?
The thing we do it 100%. Oh! Kill.
110%.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Next. This is horrible.
All right, the classic white people saying, we love to say, see you next year at 11:59 on December 31st.
I'll say that.
Or it's like at work, you're in like late December
it's
and your
so
boss is
stupid
like,
stupid too.
We're going on Christmas break, see you next year.
That's like, this isn't on the list, I know, but it's like your birthday is November 15th. Mine's November 10th.
Such fucking
How
bullshit.
Cool. Like, yeah, so are fucking 2 billion people.
I think I just did that earlier.
So judging by our outfits and our attire tonight, this next one I think Mandy B can attest to. White people love to camp, and she's wearing a flannel.
All right, so
but honestly, I hate camping. I've never camped my whole life.
Me too. Well, do you hate camping or
yeah,
do you just...
bugs? Ew, yeah, it sounds fucking disgusting.
Camping sucks. I agree. Camping is terrible. So we're...
get the fuck out of here.
There's no Wi-Fi.
No, can't. People
oh, wait. Are we all in agreeance for one time in our lives?
Thing.
But, let this moment be known.
But I don't see. I mean, would you say most white people camp, right?
I guess,
most white people do go camping.
Ugly sweater parties. Mostly whites do ugly sweater parties. Taylor, you host your own. You don't have any culture there.
No, no culture. Honestly.
The culture is super dorky. I've seen the parties.
My party is fun.
Well, I'm saying...
I'm not saying it's not fun.
You're saying there's no cultural people there.
There's no people of color. In fact, the friends that I do have that are, you know, my black friends, whatever... they don't come. They will not come to that party. They just say it's
not for...
they're
not wearing sweaters.
Honestly, they say it's not for me. Yeah. But they'll come to every other fucking
party.
Tomato.
What else, Ryan?
So, this especially, I hear this at work. It could be 11:59, 11:58. My boss will get a phone call and she'll say, good morning. Whites say good morning as long as the sun's up. It could be fucking 2:30 in the afternoon. And
I don't
say
that shit.
I could see you saying it.
No, I say, what's going on today? At my job, people call at all times, like from California.
If I called a place of business and you said, what's going on today, I would fucking berate you.
That's stupid. No, I'm super cool. I'm the coolest girl in town.
Yeah, but you're not professional.
That doesn't matter. I connect to you and deepen your...
I would say, hang up, next.
Next.
What you winning?
Yeah. I don't say. I try to avoid it. If it's like new.
A lot of white people won't jaywalk either.
Even if there's no traffic.
I love jaywalking.
I jaywalk right across the street. I know somebody who got a fucking ticket for jaywalking.
Stop it. You didn't.
Brutal.
All right. Why do a lot of white people, they will not drink tap water?
They will only drink bottled water. I will detest this. My mother is Mexican and she hates drinking out of the tap.
Why?
I don't know. She's Mexican, though.
Good tap water.
You think she would drink out of the tap, but she doesn't. She only drinks bottled lemon. Like, Laura, what's going on here? This is your Laura Bear. I forgot.
Yeah.
Well, your woman, she only drinks like raspberry water.
Voss.
She's very fancy. And it's like, girl, you grew up on the South Side. Who are you fooling?
I won't drink out of the tap, though, either.
I mean, me either, but I didn't grow up on the...
I love tap water.
It's so bad
for you.
Fuck
bottled water. I have a filter in my house.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little
You never
different.
Let me drink
that's
out of the
different.
Filter.
All right. So how about this one? You're at a restaurant with your family, all whites. Mm. Your dad goes to the bathroom after he's done eating, washes his hands, and he comes out and goes, ready to rock and roll.
Oh, I feel like I say it too, though. Because I'm always ready to rock and roll.
No black dude has ever said that.
No. And then, of course, we say Target instead of Target.
Yeah, that's very white. I hate that saying.
Do you say it, though?
I don't shop at Target.
But we're like,
I don't shop.
What do you call Home Depot?
I live hour by hour, actually.
You don't check your mail, shop, or do your laundry.
One time I made these chicken nuggets from Ryan's freezer, and there were a bag of 1,000 chicken nuggets.
They were
like,
dino nuggets.
They were 1,000, though, and the one, like, he doesn't go shopping for a year. He doesn't have to.
Why do only white people go to microbrewery?
What is a microbrewery? Like,
what do you mean? It's a brewery.
It's a non-macro brewery. It's fancy.
It's
like
not
smaller
Miller Lite.
Brewery.
It's not.
So why do you need a fancy dancy when you can just get buzzed off of Miller Lite?
But we like to explore new beers, new flavors.
It's a phase.
You like to create them, not explore. Craft.
It's a trend over the last decade.
It's crafty.
Just like the same way when something's...
But it is very white influenced.
It is.
Yeah.
Just the same way that something's in front of you, like for Mandy B, chips or cheese. And us white people say, get this away from me.
I did get it away from me.
But then you continue to eat it. Why do you continue to eat it?
Because you didn't get it away from me.
And the last one, why do most white people do yoga?
I feel like it's because we think we're so stressed, but we're not even that stressed.
I've never done yoga, ever.
But I feel like I need it.
Wait, I feel like we should do a sensible people yoga. Like,
we should.
Sensible people yoga, baby.
We'll pour hot coffee in your naked Bikram yoga while you're doing it. Right
I'll
up
pour
your
it on,
asshole.
Cool. Well, each to clean each their
out.
Own asshole.
Right up.
Clean your motor out, baby.
Just a full pot of coffee down your asshole.
I'm in if you're in.
All right.
And with some mango lassi.
Oh, my God. Horrible.
All right, guys. This just about concludes our show. Today we met Alan, Carl Grabowski at the Superfans. We found out a couple things that were dearest to our heart. My wife's used panties, Rod Dog's Freddy Krueger signed shoes.
Am I a proud moment?
Proud moment in the spotlight. All right, guys, we'll put out a new episode in about 2 weeks, but you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Sensible People on Twitter and Instagram at Sensible People on Facebook as well. Guys, leave us a review. They help us. You can leave them on Podchaser, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Help us out, grow and provide you more comedy content. Raw Dog, we got merch.
We've got merch. Go to SensiblePeoplePodcast.com. Click on the shop tab. We have an array of merchandise that includes t-shirts, sweatshirts, coffee mugs, beach towels, apple pie pussy coming soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Peace.
Hey there, everyone. Just to let you know, word of advice. Next time a waiter comes up to you at a restaurant and says, I'd like to ask you a question, reply to them, then why are you telling me a statement? I'm Alan Giovacchini, and this is Sensible People.